tomorrow how higher patient cost sharing could undermine the rest of the insurance system. Finding a quality hospital can be just as tough as keeping a good insurance plan. A local hospital promises convenience and familiarity, but big teaching hospitals in many large cities may offer more experienced care. Commentator David Kessler sorts through the options.
Not too long ago, I got a phone call at home in the evening from my mother. My father had just fallen, and it was likely he had broken his hip. They had just arrived by ambulance at the emergency room door of their local community hospital. My mind raced. Where were they going to receive the best care? If he had multiple life-threatening injuries and there was time, I would have sent him to a major trauma center. But this was clearly not that. My next thought was a teaching hospital. Teaching hospitals are the places where residents are trained in the latest techniques, and they attract top doctors doing top-notch work. The only problem was that for my parents, the closest teaching hospital was more than an hour away. Making a few calls to some orthopedic specialists, I was able to discover that the local hospital has a very good hip surgeon. I also wanted to make certain that the anesthesiologist had the experience to save my father's life if something went wrong. When I found out the hospital also had good anesthesiology, I was relieved. Teaching hospitals don't have a lock on good doctors or good care. But when it comes to extremely ill patients, complicated surgeries, many cancers, and serious heart problems, studies suggest that teaching hospitals offer better odds. Studies have found, for example, that breast cancer patients have better outcomes when they begin their treatment at teaching hospitals. This may be because the treatment team, which includes top pathologists and radiologists, are expert at diagnosing breast disease and how it should best be treated. Another study found that elderly patients who suffered a heart attack had better survival rates at top teaching hospitals, too. This has more to do with the use of simple therapies, like giving patients aspirin to avoid blood clots, than anything complicated or high-tech. Physicians at teaching hospitals were simply more aware of the latest practices. They have to be. They teach. At the same time, people worry that at a teaching hospital, they'll be looked after by students, not skilled doctors. They don't want their surgeon to hand the scalpel to a physician in training. At any hospital, never hesitate to ask who will be performing your surgery. Some say teaching hospitals can be big and impersonal, but that size can translate into something very important. Volume. It turns out that a hospital that does hundreds of heart bypass operations has doctors and staff more familiar with the surgery and the complications that can arise. Figuring out the best hospital for a given problem is not an exact science. For my father, he and his broken hip did well at the community hospital. But if he or anyone faces a difficult heart surgery, or say neurosurgery, a teaching hospital might be the best choice. It may not be rocket science, but it could be brain surgery.
The comments of David Kessler, Dean of the Yale School of Medicine and head of the Food and Drug Administration under former Presidents Clinton and Bush.